GOP Rep. Collins, "I'm about tired of Stacey Abrams' false claims of voter suppression." By Jeff Poor on November 22, 2020. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Doug Collins, RGA, who efforts in Georgia to contest the election outcome earlier this month for the Trump campaign, railed against 2018 Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams for making claims of voter suppression, which he said are for her own political benefit. "Let's turn our attention to Stacey Abrams," he said. "I'm about tired of Stacey Abrams. I'm about tired of the false claims down here in Georgia of voter suppression. I'm tired of the claims that she didn't win in the other governor's race, and now making claims of absentee ballots. What she's doing is, again, trying to focus on getting people to do absentee ballots. And, again, her organization in the Democratic Party were the very ones who sued the state of Georgia and Brad Raffensperger and the attorney general and the others who signed the consent decree last year that, in our opinion, weakened the signature verification rules in the state of Georgia. This is one of the things the governor mentioned. It's one of the things we have mentioned. That is why it makes it so more important that we have to fight back down here in Georgia. Look, people get out and run for election," Collins continued. "They do the ground game. They do what they need to do. And Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue are going to do that. But Stacey Abrams needs to remember, if she's actually encouraging people to vote illegally, if she's actually encouraging, as Andrew Yang and some said, to come to Georgia and register to vote, as if you're going to stay in Georgia, that's a felony in Georgia. And I look forward to our law enforcement officers if they come down here and do that, putting them in jail. It's illegal to come in the state of Georgia and register with no intent to become a permanent resident in Georgia." Stacey Abrams made a lot of claims over time, mainly for her own political benefit. "It's about time that those stop, because the elections in Georgia are about the people of Georgia, and not about wild claims that she's made on who she's getting to vote." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.